KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There'll be a cost-cutting exercise in the KZN government, which the Premier says is designed to help departments navigate financial constraints. Tamin Tuli made the announcement in his State of the Province address today. He says the government of provincial unity inherited outstanding financial commitments from the previous financial year. He says these impacted the budget for the current year. And Tuli says responsible financial management requires that they not only reduce spending, but also improve financial planning and fiscal accountability, as well as safeguarding service delivery. Finance Minister, or rather Finance MEC, Francois Rogers, is expected to give more details about the measures when he tables the provincial budget. On water provision, Premier Ntuli says specific attention will be given to resolving the ongoing supply shortages in eThekwini, uThugela, uMzinyathi, Zululand, Amajuba and uMkhanyakude.
I've already been to eThekwini to engage on the matters or issues surrounding water and to, in fact, receive the plan, of which I'm quite convinced that the plan is a working plan. I've been also to uMsunduzi municipality, meeting His Worship, the mayor of uMsunduzi, to engage on the issues of service delivery together with my cabinet, and I'm quite happy that there is an agreement and a plan wherein we have introduced the Premier's uMsunduzi working group.
Three suspected criminals have been killed in a gun battle with police in uMzinyathi. Constable Siyabonga Ngwanyana of the KZN SAP says the Pietermaritzburg Public Order and Policing Unit received information about unlicensed firearms. They followed up on it this morning.
Upon arrival at the identified location, suspects opened fire to police. Police returned fire, which resulted in the fatally wounding three suspects. Two AK-47s rifles and one 38 revolver special and ammunition were recovered.
The Department of Human Settlements says it has relocated victims of the recent floods from a mass care centre to temporary emergency accommodation. Heavy rain slashed the province earlier this week, affecting areas including Lamontville, Umlazi, as well as other areas in Ugu and King Cetshwayo. Next week, Minister Simalane is expected to visit and evaluate responses to the disaster. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Washington ahead of a meeting with Donald Trump. The two presidents will be hoping to make progress on a deal that would allow U.S. access to Ukraine's precious metals. Military analyst Professor Michael Clark has told Sky News they'll also be trying to overcome a difficult few weeks in their relationship.
Trump has been very anti-Ukraine and pro-Putin. He seems to have changed sides in the war between Russia and Ukraine. And it's astonishing. I mean, nobody in the administration will now admit that the Russians invaded Ukraine.
And finally, Skype is bowing out. Microsoft says it's retiring the online voice and video call pioneer that the tech titan bought in 2011. It says Skype will no longer be available from May, and it's directing users to sign into its Teams platform. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 29.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins have racked up 317 for 6 in their 50 overs against Western Province. Henrik Claassen right up there with the best in the world in ODI cricket, according to Proteas coach Rob Walter, and Sean Norris leading the way during round 2 of the Investec SA Open at the Durban Country Club.